With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she will not run for re-election. The 85-year-old Democrat has represented San Francisco for close to 40 years. Her decision to step aside ahead of next year's midterm elections is not totally unexpected. She has been a fundraising champion for the Democrats, having raised an estimated $1 billion plus over the decades. Starting tomorrow, the FAA will cut the number of flights at the busiest airports by 10% because of staffing shortages amid the government shutdown.
FAA Administrator Brian Bedford says the reduction during the government shutdown will impact thousands of flights nationwide.
We're not going to wait for a safety problem to truly manifest itself when the early indicators are telling us we can take action today to prevent, you know, things from deteriorating.
There have been staffing shortages among air traffic controllers who've been working without a paycheck. Some have called in sick.
If the pressures continue to build, even after we take these measures, we'll come back and take additional measures.
Major airlines, aviation unions, and the travel industry have been urging Congress to end the shutdown. Ed Donahue, Washington.
A child is among the 12 people killed in Tuesday's fiery crash of a UPS cargo plane in Louisville, Kentucky. Federal air safety investigator Todd Imnan says there's evidence that one of the plane's engines fell off prior to the crash.
We do believe that that is the engine from the left side of the plane. It is actually on the airfield, so it's not off the airport property. That correlates with the video that we've seen of it detaching from the airplane while it is in flight.
Investigators have recovered the plane's flight data recorder as a search for victims goes on. Several people are still unaccounted for. On Wall Street, the Dow down 25 points. This is SRN News. Samaritan's Purse on the ground in Jamaica.
The giant Christian relief agency has set up an emergency field hospital in the coastal town of Black River, one of many that was devastated by Hurricane Melissa last month. The hospital can house at least 30 patients and includes an operating room, intensive care unit, emergency room, obstetrics ward, laboratory, pharmacy, and blood bank. The giant storm hammered the Caribbean on its way north, and Jamaica was amongst the hardest hit. Michael Harrington reporting.
All three of the Pennsylvania Supreme Court justices who sought re-election Tuesday will get another term, ensuring Democratic jurists keep their majority on the presidential battleground state's highest court. The three judges won new terms with support from the Democratic Party and allies, including Planned Parenthood and LGBT lobby groups. The court will now be expected to deliver on issues including abortion as well as transgenderism. This is SRN News. Japan has called up the military to fight an invasion of bears.
The large critters have terrorized residents in a number of areas and have been seen near schools, train stations, and even homes. 12 people have been killed, more than 100 injured in bear attacks across Japan since last April. The troops will set traps and assist local hunters, but will not use rifles. Why so many attacks? Experts say the bears are becoming bolder and venture closer to residential areas in search of food. Jason Walker reporting.
Tesla shareholders are set to decide on whether Elon Musk has a shot at becoming the world's first trillionaire. At an annual meeting in Austin, Texas, they'll be voting today on a new pay package for Musk, who is already the world's wealthiest man. More details at srnnews.com.